Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're here.
We're here.
We are.
Get used to it, people. This is what you get from 3 to 6, 7 if you listen to the replay.
How about that? Do you think people just sit and listen for 4 hours straight?
What I do is I take the long way home and I dissect everything we said the first hour.
Do you?
Never.
I know. When I get in the car and we're on again, and sometimes I'm like, did I say many ums or ooms? You know, sometimes you kind of want to know how much of that's going on, and then I'm like,
I used to be a psychopath. Oh. Do you know what's funny is, like, I love being on your guys' show. It's my favorite thing. It's the only reason I put on a bra. I love it. But the one bummer is, then I don't get to listen to LoJ because I listen to LoJ all the time.
Oh, you're
so
funny.
It's so funny. I get in the car and it's always my talk. It always is. I know I'm a psycho. Like, I'm actually surprised they let me in the building because I'm like a super fan.
Uh-huh.
But.
Well, when you stole the big sign outside last time,
that was weird.
That was a sign.
It was weird. It wasn't great. When I cut a little of everyone's hair at the event.
When you were running around, does anyone have their umbilical cord? We were talking about that the other day.
Yeah, big fans of
I'll take it.
I'll take any parts of anyone's bodies here. But that's the one bad thing is, like, if I'm on, I can't listen. Because it's me.
Honey, but here you are. So, Rachel, our girl's having a baby here really soon.
Yeah, that's
exciting. It's like, and she's holding on to it. And I told her, just keep your legs crossed all week.
I texted her last night. Well, I think I'm going to make it to Friday's shift.
Uh-huh.
But then also, it's like, I'm not at that point where I'm like, I kind of like playing the odds. Because, like, I mean, I know you'd be out of luck. Like, you guys would scramble. You guys would be fine. There's a million people. But, like, I would either be A, having the baby, or here. So, like, it's a win-win for me.
It is.
So, I've just been scheduling things crazy.
I know. Julie, I need to come in. I need something to do. Can I come into work?
So...
I'm like, okay.
Because I can't do much.
Well, you are having a baby, and school's out for the summer.
I'm bored.
And you're having a birthday and a baby.
And I'm going to do nothing for my birthday because I don't really... Like, I'm more excited about the baby, Avi.
Are you a big birthday girl, though?
No.
Rachel, are you a big birthday girl?
No, it's smart to keep your expectations low for a birthday because it's always disappointing,
right?
Yeah.
As you get older,
like, you're aging, and it's like, that's already sad, and you know, to everyone else,
aging
it's just another
is not
day.
Sad, people.
Well, okay, well, I guess it's just the matter of it, for everyone else, it's just another day,
right?
But to you, it's like you kind of expect.
This is why I love Lori, because she celebrates forever.
I love it.
And it's a whole month-long celebration. I love that. And I was so blessed that my first child was born a month early on my birthday. So
my
birthday is his birthday.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Did it reinvigorate that day? Yeah.
Well, of course, because it isn't about me. Who cares less? I like, you know, it's about my baby, who's not a baby anymore, but you know.
Did you have to like lean into his theme or did he like lean into yours?
Oh, no, I've leaned into him forever. He is cute.
He's so cute.
Well, this is what, here was a headline for you.
Okay.
Oh, baby, New Orleans woman gives birth on the same day as she graduates from college.
So did she walk?
She walked in her gown and went to the hospital and had a baby.
That's a big day.
Well, do you have any like dreams yet about where you're going to be?
Okay, so it's so funny. So every time anyone asks me about my birth plan, it's like I have no birth plan.
What is a birth plan? Just what's going to happen once your water breaks or something?
They have all these forms. If you look up birth plan, it's like, what music do you want?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Do you want a fan? Do you want to be sitting? Do you want to be standing? Do you want whatever? And I don't have a birth plan. I just want to be like as sedated as like legally possible.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget to ask, you know, wait too long.
No, I'm going to, the first thing I'm going to start off with, they'll be like, ma'am, you're not even going into labor. And I'm like, can I just try it? All this stuff. So they'll say to you, and then it's really funny. You get a lot of people's opinions, and I get it. People have strong opinions about this, and that's fine. But the people will tell me about them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say things like, you know, it's going to take longer if you get an epidural. And I have to say is like, what else do you think I'm doing that day?
Right.
Like, I don't have a dentist appointment. I don't have like a pending, like, sorry, Justin, that you have to like hang out longer, but like, it's 2022. If I feel anything more than a sneeze,
right,
I call it like an assault on my personal boundaries.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
No.
But you're right. So did your friends have these birth plans?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But then most of them had to throw out the whole birth plan anyway.
And that's why bother? Because I think the unexpected. You
listen,
know?
I don't go into the auto shop and ask what they're doing under there. Okay? You have
I don't
to
know
trust.
What's happening under the hood.
No. I am going to outsource.
Are you
going to
bring music? I mean, do they let you do that even?
Yes, they do. But no, I'm not. Because I'm not good. Any song I play, I would never want to listen to again.
Oh, that's so funny. I just pulled up Sedate Me because the Ramones, I want to be sedated. Yeah. I'm like, there is a song about I want to be sedated.
That's,
and I'm thinking,
yeah, that's me.
Jeez.
That's how, I mean, and that's probably why, because everyone's like, are you nervous or anything? I'm like, no, because I'm trusting in other people. Like, I haven't overthought it.
Right.
Because I have no control over it.
You don't.
And so I am accepting that. And I...
Do you have a bag packed?
I have a go bag.
Okay. Is that what they're called? Go bags.
They're called go bags.
It's like a to-go, but it's a go.
And the best advice I got about a go bag is bring your breast pump, because then the lactation expert will show you exactly how to use your breast pump.
How smart is that?
I know. That was a really good tip I got.
Okay.
Otherwise, I literally have, it's so funny because they'll have a big list. This is, you're going to love this. Like a list of things you can bring in your go bag. And it's like your hair curler, your makeup, your this or that. Mine's like 3 pairs of oversized sweatpants.
Okay.
Like a Jurassic Park XL t-shirt.
Okay.
And, I think some smart wool socks, because I feel like hospitals are cold.
They are cold, but they have their own socks with the tread that put on you, because you need the tread, because those floors are slippery.
And I need to bring those home.
Oh, yeah. You'll wear them once.
Now with my Hammernix floor.
Oh, yes, honey. You're ready to go. Did you get luxury wide blank vinyl floor?
I did, queen.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. This is Lori and Julia. Happy Friday. We've got a full show, and we're going to end it with an amazing song. Brittany's going to sing a solo.
Mm.
We'll be right back with stories we can't get enough of. All right, gang. So
you're my worst habit.
It's Friday, so I don't know if I should tell you this or not, but it just came up. Because Brittany is like, she's not dilated yet. We're hoping we can make it through the show without you having
a baby. Lately. Should I check? When they check, I feel like they can feel the baby's hair. They go deep.
Your baby's going to come out with all this cute hair. So thanks, everyone, for hanging out with us today. So Emmy Rossum, who was on Shameless, what was the name of her character?
She was
the older sister on Shameless.
Oh, my
forever.
Gosh, I just said it.
You did.
Okay, I'll look it up.
All right. But anyway, she was on...
Fiona.
I
know. Was on the list originally.
All right. We like that
probably
name.
Still is on the list. I don't know. We're all over the place. But yeah. Okay, so tell me about her.
So she sat down with Seth... Myers last night, and she was absolutely delightful, and she is a one-year-old, and she's talking about this new 6-part series called Angeline.
Okay.
And it launched yesterday. It started yesterday on Peacock, which, by the way, whatever Fire, Roku, whatever thing you're using, the minute you unplug it, you have to redo everything. And so I'm just,
I tried to
watch it. I just was furious today again because it's like froze twice this week, and I'm like, I have a brand new whatever, but be careful. Takes patience.
Which
the minute
you
want
to,
I do. I have so much.
But
she was talking about, because I wanted to tune into it before the show, about this woman named Angeline, and so here she is talking about why she, because she executive produces, she stars in it, her husband's another producer, why she even wanted to pick this project.
So this is a real person. This is a story about a real person that basically was famous from a billboard first. Can you tell us a little bit about her?
Yeah, she's kind of a little bit of she's like a unicorn in Los Angeles. She
kind of like
rose to power in the 80s through a series of mysterious billboards that popped up featuring this incredibly provocative woman kind of laying in this provocative pose, just her name and a phone number for management. And suddenly overnight, they started to multiply until there were 200 billboards and a 10-story wall. And she would drive around LA, and still does, in this pink Corvette with the hair and the body and the really incredibly honed style. And she was the first person to kind of raise her hand and say, I am famous and I am an enigma. I am a mystery, and to be celebrated for who she is and not something that she does.
And how old were you when you were first hip to her as a thing?
I discovered her through her billboards. When I was 12 or 13, I was in LA auditioning for the first time, and I saw a billboard. And the funniest thing about it was it's almost like once you see it, you just start to see it everywhere. And so I would ask people, who is this woman, Angeline? And they would all be like, oh my God, Angeline, I love her. And I would say, what does she do? Like, what's her story? And everyone would say a completely different story. She was from space. She was from Ohio. There were 12 of her. There was some rich guy who paid for the billboards. She was a man. There's 12 of her. You can rent them out for a party. They switch them out every year. Just wild stories. And throughout, like, she was so hip and smart because she knew that she never contradicted any of the stories. They only fueled her fame. And really, that was her pursuit, the love of the world.
And isn't this wild? So this is like the original Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Who's famous for nothing. But this is before any internet. This is before anything. So she literally bought a billboard and gave herself this persona, even though she says she was born Angeline. She's 72 years old now. And so... It's just kind of wild. So you'd go to a city and you see a billboard and then you see this hot pink Corvette.
Yeah.
Driving around, and this woman, she kept selling merchandise.
Infamous.
Infamous. And you're like, what is that? Who is that?
Why do I care? But you do care.
But isn't that crazy?
Isn't that funny? But it's so, yeah. It's so true. And like, also if you're visiting, you want a piece of, you know, that feeling that, and that's very California. I mean, she's just got huge boobs, huge hair, right. Tiny dress.
She's over the top.
Yeah. And it's like you want a piece of whatever that is. And so I could see me buying a coffee mug.
Angeline. Out of her trunk. She's totally. Just pulled over. So she would sell merch out of her thing. And so she was talking to Seth last night. We're talking about Emmy Rossum, who plays Angeline. It's a new Peacock limited series that kicked off last night. And she talked about how she went through so much prosthetic work to play her. So here's a little bit of that.
It took a great amount of time to get into this character.
Yes, yes. It was a very long process with prosthetics and a hair and makeup team. And there's kind of latex and various stages of things.
How long?
Well, some hours in the contemporary day makeup was like 7 hours. Wow. Some days. Yeah, so a long time. But really, they're painting you and sculpting you like you're the Sistine Chapel. It's yeah. Really, I mean, there was PVC piping in my nose. There's stuff in my mouth that my earlobes aren't my ears. There's two contact lenses in each eye. But it's so fun.
When you look in the mirror afterwards, is it jarring?
It's almost like dissociative. Like yeah. You don't see yourself and you're speaking in a voice that doesn't sound like yours and saying dialogue that isn't yours. And it's at first it's like unsettling. It's terrifying. And then it's like this freedom that comes with like, oh, I can go far with this.
Isn't that PCP pipe or PCV pipe in your nose?
PVC pipe.
Thank you.
Right?
My dyslexia just took off on that one. But isn't that the craziest? So I was so intrigued and I wanted to go watch it, but everything froze and I'm like, ah, too much work. But this sounds kind of interesting because it's a woman. It's like the original Kim Kardashian, because Kim Kardashian
really is.
Never did anything. She just took pictures and posted them on Instagram.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're 1,000% right. And there's something ingenious.
Kim added sex tape out there, but did anyone ever see it? No.
I mean, I saw it.
Did you?
Yeah, of course I did.
Oh, so people did see that.
People saw it after it was like a thing.
Okay,
like,
after she was kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, of course, hers was, you know, modeled after Paris Hilton did that.
Right, right.
And says she was her assistant. But anyways, I think it's ingenious. I don't know how much you can get away with it now.
Correct.
But this was like the first of its kind. So if I bought a bunch of billboards, people are not, you know, especially because we're Minnesota. Minnesota's not that interested.
We would never. I know.
Well, but, your billboards are. Oh, just. You were famous before your billboards. Yes, absolutely. You were.
But it's funny. So I'm tempted to see this because I think she's quite delightful.
Yeah.
But here's the headline that so I'm researching her today just to get a little bit more background on her. And she has this 1-year-old baby and she's talking to Seth about it. But the headline I come across, Brittany, and I don't want to scare you.
Oh, no.
But you know.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Tolls, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Everything, because we talked about your go bag, getting ready for your kid and stuff. So she described nearly having birth in an Uber.
Okay.
As she was heading to the hospital.
Was it...
in New York City.
Was it deluxe or was it the nice Uber?
I don't know. Or I bet it was.
She didn't do the share, right?
I don't know.
Like there weren't other people
share,
in the car.
But she said it was just like her. She lives in New York City. No one has cars. She ended up getting a lovely and very conscientious Uber driver. It was not what you want, but it wasn't the way you want it to be when you're in labor. She said she encouraged her driver to take every yellow light as a green, since she was in full contractions. So hers just came out. So I have people that went like this, and for me, it took like 30 hours.
That's what everyone tells me. Everyone's like, it's not like the movies. You're going to think you're like time to go in. You're going to call and they'll say, no, wait another hour.
Right.
Like, a part of me, you know, when you're like, my big thought was like, don't have it in the car. And if we do have it in the car, maybe
it's a great story.
Maybe the Corvette would be better.
That'd be uncomfortable.
You'd be uncomfortable.
But there's no one, you're going to have your legs hanging out the side door. No, don't do it there.
So we'll do the Escalade.
Do the Escalade because you've got the seats.
That's our nicer car. Yeah. I don't really.
You can be in the back.
We can detail it later.
But I just thought that's wild.
It's so, but you know what I mean? Like there's part of me that goes, if it's coming that quickly, that would be awesome.
Right, that too. All right, so before, we'll talk more about this when we come back. We're here today. Brittany's sitting in. I see the sun.
Yes.
I see the sun. Shout out to everybody at VCon listening. This is a fully NFT show. Have you been following any of that stuff at US Bank Stadium? Anybody?
No.
Bueller? Nope. All right. You know, probably.
I have no idea your reference, but you were on a roll. We just let you have it.
Gary V's in town. It's a big darn deal at US Bank Stadium. I'm not going to digress because we talked about it earlier in the week. But here's the deal.
Tell me.
All right. So you're here and it's probably the last time we're going to see you before that baby comes out.
I hope so. I hope it comes out next weekend.
Okay.
That's my wish. And I don't know why I want it on a weekend.
It's
doesn't
after,
matter.
Your birthday's Monday.
My birthday's Monday. And I don't care when she comes. I just would like it to be.
You want her to be a Gemini.
Well, if she doesn't, it's like June 14th at that point. We got problems. That's like the 43rd, 44th week.
I know. When does Taurus end?
Taurus ends today's the last
day. Today's the last day of Taurus.
So, if you really wanted to be a Taurus, I don't know, would scare me or whatever. I think there's all sorts of tips to make babies come out. I've been doing weird stuff.
Okay.
Been eating six dates a day.
Okay, wait a minute. Before you do that, 651-641-1071. If anyone has any, because we asked this on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, any new mom advice.
Yeah, because I'm
And we
terrified.
Got some really good stuff. If you have any you want to share with Brittany.
That's this is something- our first kid. I'm 35 and I have, I've been around infants before, but not like one that's like been in my own only care.
Yeah.
Like, hours and hours on end.
It's amazing. You're going to be so great. But you can give us a buzz and we'd love to hear from you.
Advice.
I've got advices, but tell me what weird things you've been doing.
So I was told.
Six dates.
So you eat six dates. It's supposed
what
to
do
like,
they do?
So this was a help with birth.
Okay.
Six dates a day, which I like dates, but that's a lot of dates.
I like them
big.
Well, I like them if they're wrapped in bacon, stuffed with blue cheese.
No, dates
and
on their own are because they're so sugary. They're good.
So sugary.
They're
I know.
Good.
I like it. I like it, you know, with stuffed with stuff.
Oh,
then a martini on the side. Let me just tell you the truth.
And then there's this raspberry leaf tea you're supposed to drink, and it's all supposed to help with birth.
All right.
And I'm not somebody who's normally a believer in these things.
Right, but why
all
not?
All of a sudden, I'm drinking this tea. I'm eating these dates. It's a lot of sugar, though. Like, in the morning, I'm like, there's a lot of dates. Like, I get full before my breakfast.
Are you supposed to eat the 6 dates all in one sitting?
No, I try to spread them out, but I also sometimes forget. So then I just go, we better eat them right now. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. But now, one of the other things, if you want to have, you know, have your baby come, you're supposed to have sex.
Yeah.
You're supposed to walk stairs.
Question with the sex thing, and maybe somebody will know. Like, does Justin need to be there for that?
I don't know. Now, that's a really good question.
Like, because, is it the actual, like, what part does it matter? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
I have no idea because both of my kids, one was a month early, one was 3 weeks early. We never got to the part. My little sister went way over, like, 2 weeks. And she was huge. And I'm like, how are they letting you keep that baby in you? And she's in Montana. I'm like, help her. Help her.
Get her out.
Get her out. I don't know about that. Is that Brenda? Is that Brenda? I can't really see or read. Brenda, do you have some advice for Brittany here?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I was a, quote, geriatric mother, first-time mother at 37 years old.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes, queen. All right. Love it.
I'm ahead of my time.
Yes, you are.
You led the way.
16. And when he was born, the first time that he breastfed, he knew immediately it wasn't working. So I'm like, just be aware that your baby is super smart. Like, they are so smart. It's unbelievable how smart they are. So my 3 months of forcing the issue was just horrific, and I want to save you that trouble. If you can't do it, you can't do it.
Thank you.
All right, that's a very good one.
That's good advice.
That is good advice, Brenda. Brenda. Yeah.
Brenda.
Happy Friday. How old's your son?
Oh, he's almost 16.
Woo!
That's amazing.
How fun.
And he's still really smart.
I love it. I love it. Thanks for listening, honey.
No, that's
Thank
good.
You.
With all this stuff, too, going on, it's like such one of those things I keep getting told with breastfeeding is like, just whatever happens, happens.
It happens. Exactly.
It happens how it's supposed to happen.
Exactly. All right, Kelly. Kelly, do you have advice for Brittany?
It's Sally.
Or Sally. I can't see. Sally, you're on my talk.
Hi.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Philadelphia.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Hi.
Wow. So my advice is, if you want the baby to come soon, is to start pumping.
Start pumping? Okay.
Yeah, so it'll stimulate, like, all the hormones. If you're trying to, like, pump the breast milk, it'll start your contractions and put you into labor.
Can I just have Julia start, tinkering around right now?
Sally, serious? Did you do that?
No, but I used to work in the NICU, and so we did have a couple moms that, for whatever reason, tried to do that, and they had preterm babies.
Okay.
So,
okay.
If you go over your due date,
yeah,
start pumping. It will not only you'll understand what it feels like. It might put you into labor.
Oh, fun,
Sally!
Right.
That's good advice.
And shout out to Philadelphia.
And honestly,
oh yeah,
it seems far more doable than having sex right now. So,
right. Thanks for the call and have a good weekend. We're just getting some new advice for, you know, what does any of this stuff work to rush, you know, to get the baby to come out or any advice? It looks like we have someone. Who is it, Rachel? I can't see.
Ivy.
Ivy. Now that's a pretty
beautiful
name. Hey, Ivy, you're on my talk.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Well, now I'm rethinking about, I'm trying to frame my advice where it's not too anatomical, I guess.
Okay. You go hard, Ivy. I trust you.
Okay. There's a delay button.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is important for him to be there for the sex.
Okay. Okay.
Because it's the product of his
ejaculation. So it's the sperm that stimulates the baby.
It stimulates the cervix and the hormones, and yeah, so it starts labor.
So it's not the motion in the ocean.
There's part of that too. So there's hormones that come from, like, cuddling and just being close to someone. And
okay.
It stimulates oxytocin, which can cause contractions.
Ivy, did Justin call you to tell you to say that he has to be involved? This seems like an inside job, for lack of better words.
So nipple stimulation does that as well, and that's where the pumping, I heard the previous caller say,
yes,
sort of where that comes from too. So, that doesn't need to have, he doesn't need to be there for that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, she's just putting on clothespins right now. We're wondering if she's going to be okay. Ivy.
Oh, no, that happened before. Oh, that's just a Brittany thing.
Ivy, thanks so much for
Ivy,
calling
you're
in.
You're the best.
Yes, good luck with it.
Thanks, Ivy. I'll take all the luck I can get. I guess I have to invite Justin to it.
Okay, I never knew that because that was such a good question that you asked.
Yeah.
If you can be solo me or you need a partner.
Because, like, I don't know if you know this, but right now the idea of somebody...
Come on, you're all for it. You just came into work today and said, I can't wait to go home and have sex with my hubby. You know you said that. You're feeling so sexy.
Climb this mountain.
Okay, Betsy, you're on My Talk. Do you have any advice for Brittany?
Hi.
Hi.
I was going to say something funny that kind of happened to us was... we ate at Matt's restaurant.
Oh.
It had the Juicy Lucy.
Yes.
And, I mean, we weren't expecting anything, but then the next day our first child was born. So then 4 years later, we went and I was teasing. I had my doctor appointment. The next day was actually my second child's due date, and just teasing, I said, well, I'll see you tomorrow. We're going to go eat at Matt's. And we just laughed.
Mm-hmm.
And here we went to Matt's, had the Juicy Lucy, and my water broke in the middle of the night, and
Betsy.
And the baby.
Betsy.
That's a great story.
No, Betsy, I'm literally going to text Justin right now and saying, let's meet at Matt's for dinner tonight. Like,
that's a great story.
What's funny is then by my third, I had four kids. By the third one, I went 2 weeks over and I just didn't feel, you know. So some friends brought a mat. So you have to actually go there and
okay.
eat it. Because
not
it
a
didn't
problem.
Work when somebody.
I'll take that homework.
And then here,
over the last homework that I've been given.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I absolutely love that.
Thank you so much.
Much,
Betsy. You're amazing.
Yeah, that was fun. Okay, good luck.
Thank you, Betsy. I'll take all the luck I can get.
I love it. Let's take one more call on this. It's Missy. Missy, you're on My Talk.
Okay, two things.
Okay.
One,
Missy's down to business.
A birthday cake. Our family is very partial to Keys cake. The house chocolate cake.
Yeah.
So he would bring one of those to the hospital when we would visit. You have birthday cake.
Love that. But we, you know what though? People can't visit this time. So actually, but I do like this idea because then I get the whole cake. So I'm fine
right.
with this. Yes.
Absolutely. And it's our family tradition now. And now anytime our daughters have had a baby, we bring a cheesecake and that's like our family tradition.
I bet you the people at the hospital love that if you hand out to some of the nurses.
Oh, they did. Another thing is, before you breastfeed, every time, get yourself the largest glass of water, because as soon as that baby latches on, you are so thirsty immediately. So get your glass of water ready before you start every time.
Oh, my God. This is such good advice. I would never think of this.
That is great advice, because I never breastfed, but my sister did, and I remember her talking about that. Missy, thank you for giving us
You hooked me up.
The last words on this. I love it. All right. Do you feel like you're educated, Brittany?
I feel like I'm ready. Let's just do it now. Does this chair have stirrups?
Quit with the nipples. All right. We're going to take We're going to take a quick break. Thanks, everybody, for weighing in. We've got other comments. And when we come back, we are going to be talking about, just an amazing thing.
So many things.
I know. So many things. We'll be right back. All right, so Brittany's sitting in today, and if last time you were on, we had this very in-depth conversation.
Heated debate
about a diaper genie, the newer diaper genie, the Ubi genie.
I mean, just in general,
or
do
not
diaper
a genie.
Genies or not, and I was going to go no genie. We had so many callers verbally attack me.
Basically.
I was a victim. I ended up registered that night because I was so scared of everybody. I ended up getting an Ubi. And we registered for it. And then at my husband's, his company threw us a baby shower. They got us an Ubi. So I have an Ubi. And I even got the air freshener, she said, to put in the bottom.
Yes, I love that.
I kind of want to poop and put it in there and see if it works.
What is wrong with you? Rachel's over there just like, did she really just say that? I'm sorry.
I mean,
I double dog dare you to do that.
I mean, I don't know why I'm acting like I don't have access to dog poop.
Yeah,
but like,
I was about to say, what thanks, about the dog? That's more reasonable.
But Rachel, shouldn't it be more realistic? Like,
oh,
no,
man.
I don't know, right?
Okay, you're sick. I just want to tell you, a lot of people weighed in on the Lori and Julia, A&D Julia, our Instagram page, because we asked, there's a picture of you if people want to see you.
Very pregnant.
And me talking to the baby, because I'm sure I'm the godmother. but if people have advice, you know, Brittany will be reading it later, but some of the good ones are... Basically, stay off Google at 2 a.m. See, we never had phones when my kids were around, so just keep your phone away from you.
Okay.
You do not need that at night. Okay. Just be in the moment. Just I think that's one of the big be in the moment. And then rest, hibernate for the first 10 days with the baby. Easy meals. Let your helpers do laundry and cook for you. Rest and treasure.
This is all so sweet.
Trust your instincts. And that's one because it comes naturally.
Okay, even for me, well, who wants to poop in a bucket right now?
Mommy, don't let people tell you how to parent. It's your choice.
But you can give me advice. I'm not the type that doesn't like advice. Like, I think people think that they're, like, worried. I'm a weird pregnant person. I love when people touch my belly.
I do, too.
I love it.
I love your belly.
Because it just feels more communal. And then I don't have to take care of the baby if, like, we're all touching my belly, right?
Oh, gosh, I love it.
Justin gets mad because I let strangers touch my belly.
Who cares? What's going to happen? You've got a t-shirt on.
When we were at that St. Patrick's Day parade. Yes, Rachel. I went to a St. Patrick's Day parade.
With me.
I think I was in, was that technically the third trimester? But
I was Webb Lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A guy on a motorcycle rolls up to me and I'm walking back to my car. I'd left you guys to your own devices at that point. Mm-hmm. And this guy on a motorcycle who I talked to earlier for like a half second, he rolls up. He's got this hot woman on the back and he says, you go take care of yourself, mama. And he, as he's on the motorcycle, rubs my belly and drives off into the sunset. Oh. And I thought it was a really cool moment.
I do, too.
I told Justin about it. He was like, why are you letting strangers touch you?
Some people are really like that.
I was like, I thought it was a nice moment between me and this motorcycle god. And his hot babe, like, we all had this, like, nice, like, aw.
I think that's kind of cool, too. But some people can't stand it. I think you always have to ask because people aren't, your boundaries are blurred.
That's a nice way of saying that.
And so I don't want people listening and going touching babies.
That's very true.
Other people have very strong boundaries.
It doesn't even feel like mine because it's so wild. Like, it's so out there. When people touch it, it feels like they could be touching my purse. You know what I mean? And you're right. Ask other people. But if it's me,
if it's you
and
touching,
you know it's me, come for it. Come touch the baby.
Come touch the baby.
She always has hiccups, so feel it.
Oh, gosh, it's so cute. Other things are people are saying sleep when the baby sleeps. Don't worry about vacuuming, dishwasher. Just let your mom and your sister and everyone do that.
I don't worry about it anyways.
Take care of yourself. Let's see again. There's ups and downs. Not every day is a great day.
This is all
not
great
every
advice.
Minute's a great minute. Okay. You know, and remember, if you get a shower in the first, month, you're golden.
Listen, this is all great advice, and I appreciate it, but I need a break from talking about baby.
We are. What are we going to talk about?
I want to tell you about this Bethany Erica drama.
Okay, now we're talking housewives.
Okay, but it's not only housewives, it's like mainstream at this point.
All right.
Okay. So,
Bethany Frankel was on Watch What Happens Live last night.
Rewind.
Go back.
Erica was on Watch What Happens Live on Monday. No, Wednesday. And so what she said is when she was on Watch What Happens Live.
She's a housewife, if you're wondering what we're talking about.
Erica Jane is a housewife. Everybody knows that because she's like dealing with all these lawsuits with Tom Girardi.
Yes.
Anyway, so there was a comment said that sparked all sorts of feelings on Wednesday night. Okay. But I'm going to rewind even more to 2018.
Okay.
So Bethany is dating, she was dating this guy named Dennis. And if you know that Dennis accidentally,
overdosed.
There was an accidental overdose and died. But he was a lawyer. And for many years, she had told even Andy Cohen that there was a lot of jibber jabber about, Tom Girardi and his finances.
Because she had heard it from her friend Dennis.
From her fiance.
Right.
Dennis. So we go way back to there, right? Now it's been brought up a bunch. And then on Wednesday night, Erica Jane was on Watch What Happens Live. Andy Cohen asked, hey, you know, people want to know, like, you know, Bethany's known this for years. Why did you really not know anything? Did you not really not hear any rumors? And Erica Jane throws out this like kind of flippant comment that was like, well, you know, I didn't, you know, it's very normal for lawyers to take out loans. I don't know where Bethany's coming from. And, you know, her guy's dead and my guy's in a home. So whatever. But at the same time, that's kind of the way business goes. So that was the comment, the saying that your guy's dead or her guy's dead.
Okay.
And so the internet was irate. Now, what gets confusing is the next day we watch on last night. Was
Bethany Frankel was on
and they brought up Erica Jane and she wrote, I said, I love Erica Jane. I love her. She's great. What we don't know, we didn't know until recently, all of that was pre-recorded. So she hadn't seen what Erica Jane had said.
And that's, I was wondering why she was so pro Erica Jane last night.
Exactly. She had no idea at that point, you know, the night prior. So it kind of was shady boots by Andy because it looks like Bethany was just fine with that comment. Of course, you go to social media.
Did Bethany speak out about it?
Oh, yeah. Bethany wrote all these, you know, she wrote, the episode tonight of Bravo's Watch What Happened Live was taped, so I don't address the comment you made. You and Dennis Childrens are hurt. She's talking to our audience. Offended and disgusted by. I appreciate your loyalty, heart, and compassion. So she's pissed because of the flippant comment right. of like, but it's kind of weird because it's very on brand for Erica Jane to just say like, well, he's dead, you know, whatever. But, I mean, and then there was another thing. If you watched Erica Jane, people are saying that she seemed a little out of it. Now there's a big blind item going around that her, you know, alcohol and pill abuse is just trying to change the narrative of like what's going on.
Right.
So eventually she'll have like a comeback story. So you're welcome. I'm going to spend the next, you know, 4 to 5 weeks really concentrating on the story for you. And then I will get back to you with more information.
That was a good summary. I'm impressed.
You seem impressed.
No, I didn't know that that was going on because you spend more time on social media than I do.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
I know. And it was so wild to watch her.
She was so nice about her.
She was literally, her came up. It's like, would you, if you interviewed Erica Jane, it was like a game they're playing. Would you interview, if talking to Bethany, Andy Cohen asked, if you interviewed Erica Jane, what would you ask her? And she just said, oh, I just love Erica Jane. And so it was like, we were all waiting for her to dish on that terrible comment said the night before.
Right. And she just hadn't seen it yet. Wow.
She hadn't seen
it
yet.
All right. Thank you for the inside scoop, Ms. Scooper.
I told you. I said, I got a story for you that's finally up my alley. I had to do little to no research for that, believe it or not.
Well, because you watch it.
You're welcome.
You're watching it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is Lori and Julia. We are always streaming, and you can take us anywhere if you download our app. Any time of the day, you can listen. Great prizes we're giving away. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.